What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Diving right back into a 7 o'clock hour on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to you, Kansas City. Thanks for listening to us. Make sure you go to the Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you want to do. Like, subscribe to the video. You can watch it. And it's just like everything else you do in life. Yeah. You watch sports shows on TV. You can watch them anywhere you go.
Ours are actually good and entertaining, unlike the ones on ESPN.
But yeah, it is a Tuesday. Shout out to you guys. Must be nice.
Why does he always do that to us on Tuesday? It's like we don't have sex any other day of the week.
I'm offended. I mean, is it, I don't know this. I'm not in a relationship. Is it bad if you're only having sex one night a week if you're like married or
I think with a lot of married people, my wife and I actually like each other first, you know, and we kind of got together a little bit later in life in our 30s. A lot of people we know got together in high school and don't even like each other. No, never done anything like that before.
You're putting like a skull cap on, like, welcome to Malone. Go get some ice. We're low.
But I think, honest to God, and we can get this in because we don't have school going on right now.
We can get this in.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just thinking of something else. Just
Maloney and Skull Cap?
Yeah. Maloney
I'm going to show you what I did Earl's premiere.
Yeah. Maloney sitting in my driveway last night guarding the driveway for the TPers was great. Man, he showed up about 9 o'clock last night with a 30-pack of stones and sat there all night waiting for these people to show up. Like, if you can't rely on Maloney to show up and guard the driveway, nobody can. But back to my original point, I think the longer you're married, the less it happens for most people. And I think if you were to tell people as a married couple you're having it once a week, people would look at you and go, man, that's a lot, right? I think for a lot of married people, the older you get, couple of times a year, man. And that's what I'm hearing from people
So like my life, yeah, I'm single.
But yeah, that you got an excuse. But that's what I've heard from a lot of people. Like I think married people and they have kids, a lot of these people just tolerate each other to get through it for the kids. They don't really love each other anymore. That's always been the problem. And I'm not trying to give relationship advice though. But like that's always a problem I have with like a lot of these people marry their high school sweetheart. Like go out there and sow your oats for a while. And then if it's meant to be, come back to that person, right? I got a friend, the friends that we were with over on Friday, Tony and Tracy, they were telling me a story about their son. And he's dating this girl now and whatnot. And I go, how did they meet? And she said that they, I guess, went to high school together or whatever. And then everybody went their separate ways and hadn't spoken years. And the girls were sitting around having a conversation. If you could talk to anybody from your past, who would it be? And this girl said him, reached out on Instagram. Wow. And now here they are living together. And they're probably going to end up getting married.
That's
right?
That's great.
But went out and, you know, did your own thing for a decade and a half, came back together and found each other. I thought that was a really cool story of how you do it. Because I don't want to be in my marriage where I look at my wife and go, I don't really like you anymore. I'm just here for the kids. And we're lucky. We don't have that. But I know a lot of people who do.
Yeah,
and it's
stinks.
Like, it just seems miserable in some of these marriages.
From the 816, turning 52 this week, and we have sex a bare minimum of 3 times a week. I prefer at least 5.
Nice. Nice. Yeah.
There you go. Dusty That's knows awesome. He's hard is the next text.
I know that I'm hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Always avoid the high school sweethearts.
Mine left me for a guy in St. Louis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's why I hate the Cardinals.
Is Mac, is that your high school sweetheart, Hannah?
Well, I was about to say, with the story that you just mentioned, it's pretty much Hannah and I's story. Went to high school the other day for like 2 weeks, left for like 8 years, did her own thing, went to college, didn't talk to each other, and then randomly saw each other at a bar one night. It was just like, boom, restarted.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, I was still living in Wyoming, but like 3 months later, I remember that night that we saw each other when I was back for a wedding. I was like, I'm going to text Hannah the first couple weeks that I did. And she texted back, and we just started going out.
Hell yeah.
Which is great. Yeah.
Which is probably what happened with Sean Payton and Bo Nix.
Yeah, really. It sounds that way, doesn't it?
He saw Bo Nix at Oregon and was like, wait a minute. In Auburn, I didn't really think that you were that great. But at Oregon, I fell in love with you. You had your 2 years. I fell back in love with you 4 years later.
I know that I'm hard.
And, you know, Sean Payton, he's got his guys back, man. He thinks he can be a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Thinks he can be a top five quarterback in the NFL
in the next 2 to 3 years. Where are you guys on that? Because I think the top four in the NFL right now, there's no room for debate, right? There is really no room for debate, and I don't see any of the top four quarterbacks right now in the NFL falling by the wayside. I think we're all in agreement. It's Patrick, it's Mahomes, it's Allen, it's Burrow. Like, those are your four, right? Patrick, who did I say? I said Patrick and Mahomes, so he got one and two. Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, and Lamar, right? I think those are the top four quarterbacks in the NFL. Whatever order you want to put them in, for argument's sake, you go ahead and you put them in. Everybody can have a debate on number five, and I think we'll all have a spirited debate on who we think is the fifth best quarterback in the NFL. That being said, if Bo Nix is one of the top five quarterbacks, according to Sean Payton, in the next 2 to 3 years, who's he knocking off that list of top quarterbacks? Because I don't think you're touching the top four for at least another 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, what's crazy is Mahomes, the oldest quarterback on those top four.
Yeah,
like
that's true.
Lamar's 28.
Oh,
Allen's,
my God,
20.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, Mahomes, the oldest one at 29, almost 30. Mm-hmm. He'll be 30 in a month. So I think that if you look at 4 years from now, Mahomes is 33, 34. Lamar's 32. Allen's 33, 32. Burrow's 31. That's why I don't think that
and
changes.
Maybe not 5 years. Maybe I was going to say 10, but that seems like a long time, you know, to have four guys last another decade.
I think that it'll probably be the same four for the next 4 or 5 years, at least in my opinion, because if youth is still there, plus if Andy and Patrick are still connected, I think that there's just no way he doesn't succeed in being a top five quarterback now. Mm-hmm. Statistically wise, we can go back and be like, well, technically, but mm-hmm. I think the fifth one is there for the next few years. After what I saw last year, I'll jump on it already. I'll just say it's Jaden Daniels. I think he's there. We'll see this year. Obviously, I know that CJ Stroud had a really good rookie year and then kind of went back a step, not too far back. Just didn't have the rookie year he had the year before. But then again, we do this with quarterbacks because we look at Mahomes, 50 and 5,000. And then now it's like, well, if he doesn't do that, it's just not Patrick Mahomes, right? It's like, and that's a little fabricated. It's more so people think that Mahomes every year should throw for 45 touchdowns and 4,500 yards. And that's just the standard.
His biggest mistake was doing 50 and 5,000.
But that's the biggest, that's the standard he built. So, and that's the fire that he has inside of him that he wants to get back to. And, you know, we'll see if that happens. But Bo Nix, I think at best, if he's a top 10 quarterback in 5 years, I think Sean Payton's got a good chance.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good enough. I mean, top 10, because like really, if you think about who can honestly win the Super Bowl, there's what, four teams that you could honestly say could win the Super Bowl?
The Bills, the Chiefs.
Philly.
Baltimore.
And Baltimore.
Baltimore. Yeah, like, those are your top four favorites right now. Buffalo is this week's odds-on
favorite. Who are the quarterbacks of those four teams?
Yeah.
And see, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts is there.
Yeah.
But we'll see what Jaden Daniels does this year in year two.
I got Hurts as my fifth quarterback in this league. I just can't look past the two Super Bowls in the last 3 years, and you'll have to drag me kicking and screaming from Jalen Hurts. You just will. He's going to have to go out there and just be absolutely abysmal. But I think Bo Nix and I think Patrick Mahomes can be the two guys in the AFC West battling it out for the next decade. I think Bo Nix is on a higher scale right now than the guy out in LA, because I think he has a better head coach with him right now in Sean Payton. He's a quarterback speaker, man. Those two guys, I know they didn't win enough Super Bowls down in New Orleans, and that's what we judge everything on in life right now. But damn, Drew Brees was unbelievable with Sean Payton as his quarterback. And I think Bo Nix can have that same type of relationship with Sean Payton. And so I think he'll knock Jalen Hurts off eventually if he's going to be one of those top five. But I'm kind of more with Dusty. If he would have said top 10, I don't think anybody's arguing that right now with Bo Nix. I think he's on a pretty good trajectory.
That's tier
big
two.
Year for Bo Nix this year.
I mean, that's tier two in a league of 32 quarterbacks. So, I mean, like, that's fine. That's just fine. Plus, if you put a top 10 quarterback with a top three, top two defense,
oh my God,
that's all you need.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have the arm that Drew Brees has, but he could get the mindset.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Drew Brees has, and that's you know, perfect.
When he can run, too.
And he's got legs.
Yeah, he showed that last year. He can really run.
And he's mature. He's older, too. I know, like, a lot of people look at that as a negative, but, I mean, he's got some of those experiences now, and he's a little bit more mature playing the position.
Been to the playoffs, got his heart broke, and we'll see what happens.
See what happens now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.